Unit 7. E-waste. What to do with e-waste? Every day, millions of people use electronics like computers and cell phones. They are an important part of our lives. But they do not last forever. When they break or become too old, people often just throw them out. It is called electronic waste, or e-waste. And it is becoming a big problem. In America, people throw away over 20 million tons of e-waste every year. Unfortunately, that is not the end of the story. A lot of this e-waste is shipped overseas to countries like China and India. Why would they want someone else's trash? Electronics are often made with small amounts of gold, copper, and other expensive materials. Workers take apart the electronics to get these materials. However, electronics also contain materials that can be bad for people's health. Usually, there is a safe way to recycle these materials. But some countries do not have strong rules about how to work with e-waste. Often, the old electronics are just left in big piles outside. When it rains, unhealthy materials wash away into the ground. Then, they can get into the water that people drink. Sometimes, the piles of old computers are just burned. This can cause the bad materials to get into the air. Some people feel that the best solution is to stop throwing away our electronics. Broken computers can be fixed. Even if a computer is old, it can still be useful to someone. Alex Lin is a teenager from America. He started a small company called Win. The company fixes old and broken computers and gives them to people who need them. In 2004, Win sent computers to students in Sri Lanka. Their school was destroyed by the huge Asian tsunami. Now, they have computers again.